The Prince George District Teachers Association is disappointed by the citizen story on Ron Brent Elementary. All of our schools are staffed by deeply caring and dedicated professionals that put the well-being of children first. I suspect that Mr. Godbout has not walked a hall of a Prince George Elementary School for some time. Despite all the challenges of chronic staffing shortages, COVID and macro-socioeconomic factors, he would see staff, parents and administrators working tirelessly together to create high-quality opportunities for inclusive learning that is welcoming to all. Did this story call upon the government to fund more supports for schools that serve neighborhoods with significant socioeconomic challenges? No. This story only serves to further segregate the most vulnerable families in our community and vilifies the hardworking educators that choose to work in those schools. Before shaming a school and their neighborhood, do some homework and ask yourself why those families are marginalized and vulnerable. Challenge yourself to reflect on the segregation of communities that need more support, instead of shaming them. Stories like this support the Fraser Institute's continuous attack on marginalized communities. Their annual shaming of schools does nothing to help the people of marginalized neighborhoods, and everything to isolate them. Daryl Beauregard, President, Prince George District Teachers Association.